Hey everyone, if you're looking at this feed, you're probably seeing something a little different right now. If you're listening to this track, you are recognizing that it is something different if you clicked on it, wherever you find your podcasts. We're just doing a few different pilots over the next couple weeks, couple months, a little bit of time. We're going to try some new shows here on the Character Reveal group. The show you're going to hear coming up right now is something called Finding 5 O'Clock. It's going to be a show about pairing beers, different drinks, with sort of activities. So different kind of nerdy things and the things you might drink with them. So, you know, drink responsibly, enjoy the show. Let us know about feedback if you like the show, if you like the format. Any kind of feedback is appreciated. So thank you. Enjoy the show. Finding 5 O'Clock is a show about hobbies and alcohol. We recommend partaking in alcoholic beverages only if you are of a legal age. As always, please drink responsibly and enjoy the show. Hey, 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 welcome to a new show from the Character Reveal people. As always, it's your boy Dom, aka Brother Dom, all over the internet. And we're kind of doing something new today. We're piloting a new show. I think it's going to be called Finding 5 O'Clock. I'm joined by a good friend. Would you like to tell the people who you are real quick before we get started?
Yeah, hi. My name's Claire. I don't really know what to introduce myself as other than I really like beer, and I know Dom likes beer, so I figured we'd talk about beer and it'd be a lot of fun.
Perfect. So yes, that's basically who we are. if you've been listening to this feed, you already very clearly know who I am. But for those who don't know, I am a podcaster. I am a sort of a writer into games and nerd and pop culture media. I'm an industrial engineer by trade outside of that. And we're trying to think of a show. Like Claire said, we are both into beer. So what this show will basically be is a show about beer or maybe other alcohols or drinks, depending on the situation. Mm-hmm. And my hope was to take a good drink and kind of pair it with something, some sort of pop culture or nerdy type of thing. You know, you go to all these different wine tastings and they'll say, you know, this wine pairs really good with this meat. So we're going to do something like that. But instead of consuming it for eating, you'll be consuming it the way you consume media. Yes.
Yeah. No. And something too. I'm studying beverage management and production at school right now. I'm about to graduate. And so I can go on beer nerd tangents quite easily.
Excellent.
You can feel free to stop me whenever because I will just keep going.
No, so that's kind of
the point. Love talking about beer.
Yeah, that's kind of the point. So why did you want to do a podcast about beers? What was your impetus for that?
Well, I have partly it's the fact that I've been told time and time again, find someone that you want to talk to and find something that you'd like to talk about. And I'm like, my family is all very tired of me talking about beer. I need to find someone else to talk to. And I wanted to do a podcast for a while, so I figured, you know what? This will be fun. I like educating people a lot, too. Like, I do a lot of training for a lot of people in my jobs, and I enjoy getting training on my own personal time for different things about the beverage industry or different products. So I figured this is a good outlet to teach people why I love beer and why they should, too.
Awesome. I'm not quite as well versed in the alcoholic arts, so from an educational standpoint, I have definitely enjoyed my fair share of alcohol, but I've been thinking of doing some kind of show or discussion around this kind of stuff. I think there's a niche for it. You know, what do people want to drink while they're enjoying their favorite media? But I've also noticed sort of a gap in beer culture, I guess you could say. There's been a gap for people of color, minorities, queer people, and that sort of thing. That's not typically the people you see talking about beer.
You usually hear men comparing their favorite IPAs, and I will start on an IPA, but only because it's a classic you can get pretty much anywhere. And it was one of the beers that really got me trying new craft beers.
Awesome. Yeah, so instead of some very cool white dudes with great beards, who we love very much, but we also want our spot, it'll be, you know, two people of color talking about beers and nerdy stuff. So, you know, we're not here to disparage anybody, but we're just kind of adding more opinions to the fire.
And actually, speaking of minorities in beer, one of the beers I picked was specifically from a festival I went to earlier this summer, just celebrating women in brewing.
Excellent. So this is a beer brewed from a woman's brewery then?
Yeah, so this one is the head brewer, and I think I have to double check, but I think the owner too might be a woman. It's brewed in near Poughkeepsie, New York. It's a brewery called Plan B, but I'll get to that later.
Okay.
But they and about 19 other breweries all came up to Brooklyn, New York at the end of the summer. And they just had, like, it was just people nerding about beer and just being happy around each other. Because there was, like, it was built around, like, celebrating a minority in the beer industry. And so everyone knew that they were friendly and everyone was just there to have a good time. And it was just it was just like a very joyous occasion. I'm still like a little bit on a high from it. And I'm not going to stop talking about that particular event anytime soon.
That's awesome. I went,
and despite the fact that my shoe kept breaking, I had an amazing, amazing time.
Nice. That's good to hear. Yeah, last time I was in Brooklyn, I got rained on very much. But it was to watch professional esports, so it's still within the wheelhouse.
You didn't tell me you were coming to Brooklyn. I would have 100% come say hi.
Oh, I just put it on the social media and then I just kind of do whatevs.
No, my old roommate's really into Overwatch. That's where you went, right?
Yeah, I went to Barclays Center and watched Overwatch League.
He chickened out. We were going to buy tickets and he chickened out.
Oh, you should have. It was an electric atmosphere. The games weren't very good, if I'm being 100% honest.
I watched the final.
Yeah, Philadelphia got stomped, but I was cheering for them. I bought a scarf with their team name and city name on it, despite being a Pittsburgher by heart. They're the closest team. They're a Pennsylvania team, so.
Oh, but how could you do that? Philly's.
Look, their logo, I think, is supposed to be black and orange, but it's a black and goldish yellow.
So you're letting it slide.
Look, if someone doesn't see the Philadelphia and they just see the fusion part, they're gonna think it's a Pittsburgh sweater, and it goes with my Soul Dynasty jacket. So I'm all about the teams with like blackish in their color. So,
I see a theme.
Yeah, there's a theme. So do you want to I guess get into your beer and what you the tastes and the profiles and stuff of it and what you want to pair it with?
Okay, so I have. Because I can't stop myself when I see shiny new things on the shelf, especially at a beer store. I tried to really pick a variety of styles so that they could go with a variety of different activities, but also a variety of locations that they come with too. So not only do you get this kind of pairing experience, but you kind of get to see a wide range hear about a wide range in a very short time. My first one is super popular. You'll find it anywhere. It's on a lot of taps, especially when I was in Texas. It was at a lot of taps in Texas. It's Ballast Point. They're Grapefruit Sculpin, which is a grapefruit IPA. They have a picture of a pink fish on it. That's like its icon. All of Ballast Point beers have different fish or sea creatures on them. I think one has an octopus, so that's pretty cool. And this one's pretty straightforward. You get lots of bitterness on the front and a long, long aftertaste, but it's a little bit balanced off by the sweetness of the grapefruit. The bitterness of the grapefruit would probably be a turnoff for a lot of people, but I really enjoy something nice and bittersweet as opposed to like true sweet.
Okay.
And so I just really get an enjoyment. It's not super, super hoppy like some double IPAs. Since I've largely been hopped out because of the IPA craze.
It's been kind of big recently, it seems like, more so than...
It's been overwhelming the rest of the beer industry for the last, like, five years or so. I think longer, actually. Since craft beer is starting getting big, Americans as a whole like to latch onto big, big flavors.
Sure, that makes sense.
And so they jumped onto IPAs. Fun fact, there is actually a British style of an India Pale Ale.
What's it called?
And it's like, it's literally IPA? It's really called an IPA, but if it's by a British producer, it'll be like an eighth of the hoppiness of an American style one. Which is an interesting thing if you're surprised by it. I was given some warning, but it was still kind of shocking the difference. This one's like if you consider like a double IPA to be like just knock your socks off hops, and like I think New England ones aren't too hoppy, although that might just be my perception. This is like a good middle ground. It's you got fruit characteristics, you got some bitterness to balance it off. It's got a nice lasting aftertaste. If you want food, I don't usually eat it with food. Drink it with food.
Fair enough.
I usually drink it out when I'm just like hanging out outside. But I think this one would actually be a really fun beer to watch anime with.
Okay. What do we have in mind?
So, not gonna lie, most of the time when I go for anime, I go for really stupid stuff. I go for really silly stuff. And not stupid as in, like, it's a dumb... the sillier the concept, the happier I am.
Sure, I can relate to that.
But I think something like Full Metal Alchemist, where you're, like, on the edge of your seat, you really need something to ground you.
Okay.
Like, especially some of the harder episodes, like, to be fair, IPAs are stronger. And you should be careful, because if you start drinking a lot, things might happen. But if you're, like, if you need something to, like, ground yourself during a very, like, stressful moment, especially it near the end of the series, I've actually never watched Brotherhood all the way through. I've only watched the original series, which wasn't that great.
Yeah, everyone always tells me Brotherhood is better, so...
Brotherhood is where it's at, but I always burn out after rewatching the first half again.
Sure.
But makes sense. It's kind of similar to how that show works, where it's a balance of very fun times, kind of like the grapefruit and all that, matched with serious moments.
Mm.
You could kind of make an analogy between the two. And it's, I think it's super cool, but that's just me.
I like that. That's a good way to mix that up. That's kind of helping me form the opinion of what I want to recommend, because I was between a few things, but I think I've picked out what I want to do, and it's a bit of a stretch, but it works.
What's your first beer? Is this one of the ones you know already, or is this one you have on hand?
So this is a beer that I have on hand, right? So I'm going to get a little bit kind of, I'm going to get pretentious with the way I link these, even though it's not a pretentious beer. So I'm super basic when it comes to the ideas I like in my beer, but I'm snobby about liking crafty things, right? So I get kind of mixed up, you know. I don't want to drink like a Miller or a Coors. Scratch that. I'll drink Miller Genuine Draft. I'll drink Miller Lite at a party. I'll order it at a bar. I won't drink Coors, period. I think it's nasty. Whatever. But the beer that I have today, you know, is it's called Blue Moon. It's a Blue Moon. But it's their Harvest Pumpkin Wheat, apparently Brewer Select.
Oh, that sounds so up your alley.
It's completely up my alley. It's from Colorado, I guess. So here's why I like this, right? Because I just picked this up on a whim a few days ago, actually. I was just getting some food with my significant other, and I was like, you know what? This gas station actually sells beer for once. That's rare in Pennsylvania. Let me just pick up this pumpkin beer, because so nice. I love like the pumpkin and the spices. Not the actual pumpkin, but the pumpkin associations. You know, the allspice, the cinnamon, the nutmeg. I'm a huge sucker for that stuff. But also Blue Moon is sort of a staple. You know, it's basic. It kind of can introduce you to craft beer, because I wouldn't call this craft, really.
It's a bigger brand, but that doesn't mean it's not a craft beer.
Sure.
The definition is actually really kind of hazy. I say, as you drink a wheat beer, you're supposed to be hazy. Fun fact.
Good point.
All right, I'm done now.
I get that. So the thing about it is, almost every bar you'd go to will have probably Blue Moon on tap. That's kind of the pinky out sort of... at some of maybe your dive bars or local bars, it might be the pinky out option to get a Blue Moon with an orange in it. But it's not quite the fanciest. But also the pumpkin is seasonal. It's fall. It's kind of something cozier. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it has sort of the hazier notes. It's not really... I wouldn't call it spicy. It has like a mild tingle to it, I guess.
Baking spices count as spicy.
Good point.
I will say this, so you have to understand that there is a differentiation.
So that's something I've been struggling with, trying to describe a flavor to somebody. I'm like, it's spicy. And like, it's hot. I'm like, no, it's not hot. It just tastes like there's spices in it.
Yeah, so baking spices is actually a term you use in the wine world, too.
Perfect. I hesitate to call it spicy, but you can definitely taste the spice in it. That's a good way to put it. So it's just fun. It's easy to drink. Not the highest proof, but, you know, it's something casual you can have on just simple day, maybe a Saturday. Not something you want to wake up and drink, but, you know, afternoon. And I'm actually going to be that jackass who pairs it with something that I've been playing. I'm gonna pair this with Sonic Mania, actually. And let me tell you why. Here's where it gets goofy, right? Because most people think Sonic the Hedgehog, what do you want to pair that with? Maybe like a Jaeger bomb or something? Like, no. A lot of people are really enjoying Sonic the Hedgehog because of nostalgic reasons, you know?
Okay.
You follow me on this, but the Mania is sort of an update, sort of something new. You know, we're giving you some more mechanics, some updated things, some new levels, but also showing you some old things with a twist on them. And that goes back to how I feel about Blue Moon is sort of, it's the gateway drink, I think, to some people, to craft beers. You know, stop drinking the Budweiser all day, the Miller. Maybe get that Blue Moon, try it without the orange, maybe. And it kind of gets you into some more complex flavors. So in that same way, Sonic Mania can bring you from the old stuff that you're used to. And it's not really new stuff, but it has shades of new stuff while still reminding you of what you already liked from before.
Okay, I kind of like that.
Yeah, and it's, you know, there's a little bit of difficulty to the game if you've never played a Sonic game before. But if you've played 1 through 3 on the Genesis or the old ones, this isn't going to be anything out of the realms for you. You're just going to be grinning ear to ear, remembering your childhood, but seeing new things. I think a Blue Moon holiday beer can give you that warmness of your childhood or your nostalgic glasses on, while still giving you a little bit of, hey, try some new things, you know, kind of see these new graphics, these new sounds, maybe explore the other smaller games in the library. It helps
you kind of extend your boundaries, kind of.
Yeah, while not, like, no one would say that Sonic the Hedgehog, you know, Sonic Mania or Blue Moon Harvest Pumpkin Wheat are the peaks of expanding your horizons, but they're at least looking in that general direction. And again, if it makes you feel warm and cozy, you don't have to be too focused to play it. Lots of fun.
I like that. That's really good.
Yeah. That's my pairing. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, you actually gave me a really good tangent. So, not going to lie, you told me to have things available, and then I forgot about the nerdy thing, because when I pair things, I'm like, let me put it this way. When I pair things, I don't usually pick a genre. I let the genre kind of pick itself.
Sure, that sounds like something that an artistic person would say, yes.
I still don't understand that concept about myself, but it's fine. But my second beer I brought was a Trappist beer. So that's beer brewed by Trappist monks.
Okay.
It has to be brewed and overseen by them. It's very, very strict. They're often very, very low production. Some of these Trappist breweries are actually cult breweries. People will go to all sorts of lengths to get these beers. One of the less culty ones.
Yeah, so when you say culty, do you mean like it's produced by a cult or like has a cult following type thing?
It has a cult following.
Gotcha, okay. Because those are two completely different.
Yeah, these are brewed by men who have devoted their entire life to worshiping God and brew beer as a side hustle.
Okay. And people seek them out.
Yeah, but like because they have such strict laws, I mean, such not laws, but rules about who can brew and like how much time and what kind of production methods you use. It's not really even that, just that. It's just like they have to put so much individual care into every batch of beer that a lot of their beers are very, very high quality. This is not, as with any like food or beverage, it's not true across the board, but they do a very, very good job across the different Trappist monk breweries of producing quality beers. Most of them are in Belgium. And so you get more Belgian-style beers. So they're going to be more more carbonated. They're going to be a little heavier. This is the country that brings you doubles and triples.
Yeah, so as soon as you said Belgium.
Nice, dark, heavy beers.
Yeah.
I love them so
I just
much.
Started thinking of just heavy, just weigh you down kind of beers. You drink them and you're like, was hungry, but I'm not anymore.
This is different than a porter and a stout. This is definitely what I have as a dark ale, a brown ale probably. It's different than a porter and a stout, because porter and a stout, you get all those sweetnesses, you get all of this kind of like, that heavy feeling.
Yeah.
Whereas this dark ale is really much more balanced and provides a much lighter experience. Like, food-wise, this is going with, like, a burger. This is going with, like, I don't know, I'm going to make mashed potatoes one of these days and drink a Belgian beer.
Okay.
I brought a Dubbel home for my family for Easter. We had it with ham and lamb.
Did that work?
And oh my god, it was so good. But more to nerdy things. So this beer, I don't have a cup to pour it out in right now because I literally have four bottles just kind of lined up in front of me.
That's hilarious. Very nice hand.
I'm like, I want to make sure I'm correct to the flavor as I'm, you know, talking about them, describing them. So I've been, you know, maybe sipping them here and there.
Sure.
Throughout this entire time. And so this one's got more caramel notes. It's, like I said, it's pretty light on the palate. It's a pretty quick taste. If I poured it into a glass, it would have a nice, like, head to it pretty naturally.
And for the uninitiated, kinda... because I think some people might just be jumping in, what does that mean?
So when some beers, when you pour them, are more likely to carbonate at the top. Impossible. Okay. Carbonation is not necessarily bad, depending on the style. As we'll get to later, my favorite style is sour. A lot of sour beers have a lot of head. I am on the biggest sour kick.
Yeah, I will never be the person who just takes this away from people. Have those all day long.
I don't think you understand. I'll talk about it later too, but I am so happy about the sour craze going through. I'm going to say I did predict it. But I was also just kind of guessing.
So I will try every sour. I don't know
how
sour.
Much credit you can give me.
Hey, I'll try every sour, but I won't finish them. They're not my style. I'll get them on a flight or something.
That's fair. But this one, it's nice and nutty, kind of like relaxing. I think of this. So I don't remember if I've ever told you about this, but I am scared to death of scary movies. Can't handle even like 5 minutes of them. Nope. My old roommate 1 year tried to get me to... watch It Follows with him. I was like, okay, if you really, really want me to watch It Follows with him, with you, I'll just go sit in the room with my computer and angle myself about 4 inches to the left of the TV and just stare at the wall.
Sure.
And that's what I did for an hour and a half. But they wanted me around, so, you know, I just made some concessions. It was fine. Oh, boy.
And you're going to take horror movies and mix those with beer. Is that what you're going to do?
I am not, actually. One of my favorite genres of things to do on YouTube is to watch people playing scary video games for me.
Ah, okay. The old, the streamer, the like the screamer, screamcasters.
Yeah. There's one by my favorite producers of content, Polygon.
Okay.
Where they hook up one of the video team to a heart rate monitor.
That's a good idea.
And then have someone else play, I think, I forget what that game was, but it was some scary movie. Video game. I don't remember what it was, but the fun part was literally just watching her both try to like control it, because she could see the number. She was trying so hard to be brave for the camera and for us. With this, like, heart rate monitor clearly telling us how scared she was the entire time. And the jump scares, too. It was is that video game where they changed paths? It was one of the first horror games where they changed paths all the time.
It
came out, like, 2014, 2015.
Like the
It was,
Friday
like,
night.
The hospital.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, one of the ones where they chase you and stuff.
No, it's not even when they chase you. I have to look this up. Oh, good. I have Polygon up. This is great.
So, but you're recommending the let's play of it rather than the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, this is coming from personal preference too. Just like as you say you'll never finish a sour beer, I'm never going to play a full video game myself.
Neither am I. I can watch a scary movie, but I can't play scary games unless I've completely seen them through and know where the jumps are going to be. Yeah, I'm not calling you out on that. I'm just making sure you're referencing the let's play rather than the game.
Mm-hmm. All right, I think I've nearly found it. But yeah, so it's kind of like drinking hot chocolate and sitting like by the fire. It's like that kind of just like a cathartic kind of like self-care kind of feeling maybe.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure how to explain it. I'm using the wrong words for sure.
No, it's something that's it sounds like due to the heaviness and maybe carbonation of it, it gives you sort of a cozy, comfortable feeling while you're watching something scary the same way that hot chocolate or tea would.
Mm-hmm.
That's, okay, I can get down with that.
Mm-hmm. Do you have another beer that you'd like to pair while I find this video? It's literally going to just take me forever.
No, no, no. I only had the one, but I think even three is a good enough start for our pilot. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a nice condensed time, you know, running around 25 minutes or so. Did you have anything else that you were pressing for today, or do you want to save some of it for next time?
Okay, I have to look. What is this video game called? Scary video game. 2015.
You said it's in a hospital? It's Outlast.
Outlast! Oh my god! So yeah, Outlast. It's amazing. Watch that stream. It's very, very good. That's a recommendation.
Yellowface is what it's called.
How did I forget the name Yellowface? That's such a good name.
It's a very good name. Pairing the Belgian a Belgian ale with Yellowface.
Oh, wow. I really didn't plan it like that, but here we are. So, Belgian ale with Yellowface, your recommendation, which was Sonic Mania and Blue Moon Pumpkin Ale.
Yep. Pumpkin Wheat.
And then Grapefruit Ballast Point, Grapefruit IPA with
Full Metal Alchemist.
Full Metal Alchemist.
Full Metal Anime.
Full Metal Anime.
So
I've had some sips.
Yes, I've had some as well, and you know, just finishing strong. But yeah, listeners, that's going to be our first episode of this. If you like it, it's going to be a pilot. We hope to do more, and well, we're going to keep doing more. This is a fun concept, and gets people to try new activities and beers. For the listeners, Claire, if they wanted to find you on the internet, do you have a Twitter or a Tumblr, social media, anything like that?
I do not have a very strong social media brand, but I do have a Twitter. You know this about me. I just kind of show up on the internet, reblog a bunch of stuff, and then leave again. If you would like to see that, it's at Clearly Legal. So CLAIRELYLEGAL. That's my Twitter handle. And yeah, that's pretty much all I'm active on these days. If you've seen tweets about video games, about weird memes, about like musicians being dumb, that's my corner. Also, musicians being dumb from time to time. Yeah, my friends are all musicians being dumb. It's a great time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you've been here before, you know my deets. But if this is your first time listening to something on our little network, I'm Brother Dom. Anywhere I want to be found on the internet, that's you know, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. No, not Facebook, though. I don't have anything there. Tumblr, OC Remix.
Do millennials even use Facebook?
I do, but it's with my name, so I don't need people coming to find me over there.
That's perfectly fair.
So I'm mostly just yelling at people about politics. Not even their politics, but their bad thought processes behind their politics, which is technically different. But yeah, Brother Dom all over the internet, where I want to be found. You can follow this podcast and the associated things on Twitter at Character Revs. That's two R's in the middle. You can find us on Instagram. That's Character Reveal. Mm-hmm. You find us on Facebook. Search Character Reveal. You can find this podcast at on Simplecast. Just search Character Reveal over there. Find it on your favorite podcast app. We're on Apple Store. We're on the Google Play Store.
I listen to it on Google Play. Yeah.
Yeah, also, so it's good stuff. Find us anywhere. Stitcher. But yeah, so
all the different podcasts, yeah,
everywhere. So Claire, thanks for joining me on this. Thanks for let's starting something up. Get all the people educated on beers.
Also, one last thing. I think if people want to tweet at me and let me know if they want me to try a specific beer, taste it, let them know what maybe a pairing they want to hear about.
Yes, let us know your suggestions on what beers you want to.
I'll try to get anything I can get my hands on in New York State. That's my only restriction.
Yes.
And you can't mail beer through the U.S. Post Service. It's the worst.
I don't think you can. It's weird. But yeah, if you all want us to look into any specific beers or any specific media and you're like, oh, you know, I watched this movie. What should I drink with it? Give us a shout and we'd be glad to give you some suggestions on that.
Glad to help you out. Yeah.
That's what we're here to do. So listeners, thank you so much for sticking with us. I guess this is a little shorter than our normal content. So this is bite size. Thank you so much.
A small sip.
A small sip. So yes, this has been Finding 5 O'Clock, and until next time, see you later.
See you later.